KBOO, it's your radio station, folks.
Good morning, you're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 10 o'clock. Up next, we have Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, it's Between the Covers with David Naiman. Thanks, KBOO members, for your support. To keep informed and get involved, go to kboo.fm and click donate to become a member.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of An Evening with Jeff Cohen on Sunday, June 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Jeff Cohen is the founder of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, commentator, filmmaker, and author. The evening includes a talk and discussion after the screening of his documentary film, All Governments Lie, which celebrates independent journalists. Again, that's Evening with Jeff Cohen on Sunday, June 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 31st, 2018. Let's not forget May of 1968 in Paris. We've had a whole month to think about that, imagining ourselves on the barricades, and see if we can drum up the courage now, here today, to possibly make a noise and take some action and stop the Trump administration from tearing down and destroying every institution that we value. We may not value or trust the politicians, but they are nonetheless the keepers of the flame, so to speak, and therefore we do need to support their actions, insofar as those actions are on the behalf of all of us, they're for the in the name of the greater good. So on that note, let's continue. Today is indeed Thursday, May 31st, 2018, and you are listening to KBOO Portland Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM. KBOO.fm. And of course, today we're going to try once again to reach Aline Abu Sayed in Gaza. Phony Gaza. Oh, I tell you what. it's not easy. And even if you do get through, Israel is going to jam the signal and make life difficult for free speech to thrive on the airwaves, or indeed for any speech at all to thrive on the airwaves. And while we're waiting for that call to go through, how about a few words from Melania Trump as she sits at the window, a tear slowly coursing down her sculpted cheek, gazing out over the sinkhole on the White House lawn and wishing... Oh, I can imagine what she's wishing she saw disappearing into that sinkhole. Nonetheless, here's what she had to say on Twitter, at FLOTUS. I see the media is working overtime speculating where I am and what I'm doing. Rest assured, I'm here at the White House with my family, feeling great, and working hard on behalf of children and the American people, with an exclamation mark. Melania, certainly we're working overtime writing in Trumpus Rex Libris English. So exactly what, please do tell us in your moments of contemplation, gazing out that old White House window that you say you might, where you say you are staying at the moment. What was the last straw, Melania? The sinkhole on the lawn? The possibility of being forced to vacation in Pyongyang? The possibility of having to flee Pyongyang via China? The possibility of having to negotiate with Mike Pompeo in order to avoid meeting Trump in Singapore? Oh, there are so many possibilities. But in the end, Melania, and I think we could speak candidly with one another here, I don't believe you're in the White House right now. I don't believe you wrote that. I believe that you're probably in New York packing your stuff and trying to get a good lawyer, possibly even Stormy Daniels' lawyer. You and Stormy would have a lot to talk about. You and I, in fact, have even more to talk about, Melania. So don't keep us guessing here at Community Radio in Portland. Give us a call. Melania, speak to us. Let us know that you are alive and well and looking out for the children and the American people. In fact, judging by behavior and dress, this would be one and the same creature. As we wait for that call to go through to Gaza, one of the most difficult phone calls to make in the world, short of reaching Melania Trump in the White House. These two are right up there. The weather for the Cascadia region for the next few days, we're going to take it all the way up through Sunday night. Today, though, partly sunny with a high around 66 overnight. Mostly cloudy, lows around 51. Do catch a glimpse of that moon as it begins to wane. For tomorrow, for Friday, there is a chance of showers around midday and a high around 69. For tomorrow night, that threat of a bit of rain still hovers, and expect lows around 53. That's a bit chilly for the 1st of June. For Saturday, again, overcast skies, possible drizzle, highs in the 68. Saturday night, overnight, lows 53. Sunday, highs around 67. And Sunday night, lows around 51. Temperature falling there. And it brings us full circle to Monday morning and the traditional storm of angry tweets emanating from the White House. And that said, I'd like to just, as we wait to speak to Lean Abu Sayed and possibly Pam Bailey, who is the liaison here in the United States for We Are Not Numbers. That's capital We, capital A, capital N, capital N. We Are Not Numbers. The update for today, we're waiting to get that live from Lean in just a moment, or possibly from Pam, reached in the United States in Berkeley, I believe. This is critical right now for the world to pay attention. Tell you why. We just heard from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, yeah? We heard Jeff Cohen speaking, the man himself speaking with our own Per Fagren. And here's what I heard on the air as I twiddled the dial, simply seeing what was out there. And I happened to hit yesterday evening, and I believe it was around 8:30. It was All Things Considered, I believe. The anchor was talking. There was a bit of tape from occupied Palestine, and the National Public Radio's reporter there said that the countries that were supporting Israel and Israel's actions against the civilians of Gaza, the only nations in the world that supported Israel were, of course, the United States and Europe. And I took great issue with that. Actually, the United States and Israel are isolated rogue states, and no European nation supports the apartheid situation and then the slow drop by drop by drop of human blood that is amounts to genocide. But to the reporter there, who you can find out, you can find his name. I'm not going to start criticizing National Public Radio, certainly. Far be it from me, as the saying goes. But you don't have to look very far to find streaks of Zionism. And sending this reporter, this particular reporter, to cover this particular story amounts to bias, extreme bias, and that was not mentioned in the report. It was not mentioned at all. And the fact too that the report was not accurate. Europe does not support Israel's actions against the people of Gaza, and that should have been acknowledged. That I'm waiting to see if they make a correction there, because certainly one is in order, I would think. Again, I, as always, will tell you straight up, am I biased? Yes, of course I am. Yes. I have my own moral and ethical standards, and I do, in fact, apply them to reporting. I will tell you what happened. I will tell you what the events in question were. But I also am going to say, when I am biased, and in this case, yes, I do support the Palestinian people who have lost everything. They're clinging to the last shreds of their land, and their people are under constant battery by the Israeli Defense Forces, by settlers, by the Israeli media and press, and by, in fact, the United States of America, no small entity, no small player in the region. The rest of the world, the voices of the rest of the world, will find it difficult to breach that barricade on the subject of barricades. But in some cases, we do keep trying day after day, and this would be one place, where we are making an effort. One Land Many Voices on KBOO is another, if you are concerned about what's going on in Gaza and wish that you could get more information. These are a couple of ways. These are a couple of sources, as, of course, is the International Middle East Media Center. And we are coming up on the end of the program as we cling over the edge of the cliff to just a few roots. We're going to try to catch up then with our intended guest today, but We Are Not Numbers, and you can go to that website and find out what We Are Not Numbers is doing. The flotilla, we will have to put that on pause. Last we heard, 14 had been released, and they were holding 3 crew members. That's of the entire crew, the entire passenger list, 17 people in all. Trump's massive unpaid-for corporate tax cut is going to explode the national debt and probably the Democratic Party. There are reasons to believe that the as the Republican Party implodes under the sheer weight of Donald J. Trump, the ball is punted to the Democrats, who will no doubt fumble it first and then seize the ball and stumble with it. But they are going to be handed a number of situations which are going to blow up their faces. It's going to be very difficult to manage to keep the ship of state together. That said, this has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, May 31st, 2018. Kip Coing engineered the show, Kruger engineered the show for us today. Thank you, Kip. Our AM News and Public Affairs Director is Derek Crooks. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Engineering Committee will meet on the first Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Today on Flashpoints, we present part one of a two-day special, playing highlights of an event recently held in the Bay Area to honor the life and legacy of legendary investigative journalist and founder of ConsortiumNews.com, Robert Perry.